You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee.
Seems a little bit more appropriate.
Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear.
Okay, so let me tell you how my morning's gone so far. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. December 22nd. Two and a wake up before Christmas. That's right. So at about 4 o'clock, my phone, like, does what it does. I look. It's my buddy Furness from Africa. Yeah, that's the monitor's trying to start. So, I look. Hey, what are you doing? I'm sleeping, you crazy. I won't put in the rest of it, but it started with an M. In the spirit of Christmas, I won't soil the airwaves already. He goes, what do you mean? It's 4:15. I'm like, exactly what I mean, man. Nobody's up at, nobody, even recruits aren't up at 4:15. Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. So, what's new? What's up? Nothing. Hey, did you know this friend of ours got selected for promotion? Now, the friend that gets selected, I won't say his name because the message isn't out yet. He's a battle buddy times two. Yeah. Ramadi in 2004 and Afghanistan. So, why am I think, so why am I finding this out from him and not my friend? So what do I do? Now I call my friend who lives on the East Coast at like 4:16. I said, hey, I go to voicemail. I said, hey, Mr. X, Lieutenant Colonel X, but I didn't say Lieutenant Colonel X. I said something else. Why am I learning in the street that which I should learn from you? We're battle buddies times two, okay? So you know what that means? Right? That means I own you to death, even if I don't want you or like you. Okay, so you better get correct. I'm not even going to congratulate you, okay? That's how offended I am by your nasty ass. So, I leave him. I need him one of those. Then, like, we have one member of my little texting crew of about five of us that were in Afghanistan together that's still on active duty, Luke, and I won't say his last name. So, now I put him on blast. I turned to the group. I said, hey, boys, you know, Lieutenant Colonel X has been selected for promotion. And, Luke, what good are you to us if you don't keep us abreast of this? And if you use the excuse the message isn't out, I'm going to punch you right in the face. You got that? And then the choir starts in. What? We don't know about this? What's up with that? I'm like, exactly my point. Exactly my point. So, then I get a phone call from Lieutenant Colonel X. So now I've got to talk to Lieutenant Colonel X. I'm now an Africa man, Furness. He's like asking me questions. Hey, where do I read about this that I heard? I listen to Mike Etorg. You got his phone number? So now I'm texting Etor at 4:20 in the morning. Hey, Furness is trying to get a hold of you. Have you ever heard of an app named Wicker, W-I-K-R? He's like, no. He said, you got an email address for him? I said, I don't. I said, I'll get one, though. So I'm trying to link them up. Wicker's this encrypted app that's pretty hot if you've never used it. Yeah, it's like any other app. Download it, but it's like, I guess SF units use it to communicate, which gives you some sense of the kind of encryption that it uses. So anyway, but yeah, anybody can use it. So now I do the Lord's work. I put Etor and Furness in touch because they're buddies. So I then Furness says, hey, where do I get this article? Okay, now this is a general officer of the Marine Corps. Where do I get this article about West Point that you guys were talking about? It's the article that the instructor wrote that just annihilates West Point. And I'm thinking, okay, West Point instructor criticism. Figure it out, General. So I articulate that in not exactly that language, something a bit more colorful. And then I got to deal with him. Okay, so now I got to straighten his ass out. And then my sister calls me, my younger sister, my baby sister calls me. And she's like Chatty Cathy about 20 minutes ago. I'm like, I got to go be a radio personality here. Hello. She's like, oh, I've listened to your show. It's informative. I said, you think? Unbelievable. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And, happy holidays if you're a non-Christmas type. Let me tell you what we're going to do today on the program. It's the last program before Christmas, right? So we'll talk food with the head food guy, the All Marine Radio head chef, who loves Christmas. He loves presents, truth be told. So we'll talk about that. And then after that, we'll talk to Dave Furness from Africa. He's going to give us a call. And we'll talk about whatever we talk about. I'm not sure how much he can tell us about Africa. And interviewing active duty people is the biggest waste of time you'll ever have in your life. As long as you keep it like within the left and right lateral limits, which are about 3 feet apart, it's like it's a little bit better than talking to a PAO, right? The PAO doesn't know anything. They just know what somebody gives them. And then they regurgitate it and try to sound like they know what's going on. They fake it. But they're PAOs, man. I mean, come on. That's what they do. It's not like they're operation people. So, anyway. Active duty guys. Awful interviews. But, yeah, if you learn to keep it narrow, they can normally hop in there. So we'll talk to him. Get his thoughts on Africa. And what's going on there. And then after that, Montana Man's going to join us. He's back in Montana, so he can rightly wear his nickname today. So we'll do that. Gunner's finishing up his gun course today. Gunner weighed in. He could smell blood in the water this morning. So 30 seconds after I bomb, what is going on when we're learning about this in the streets? Gunner chimes in with, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. He texts us, I can only imagine how hurt you were when you read that. Exactly. Totally hurt my feelings. All right, so we'll get this going. Whitney Houston on Friday sings the national anthem. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and good morning to you. next song is dedicated today to all the Marines around the world, our Navy brothers and sisters that go with us, who will spend Christmas away. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. This month, the last 30 days, when you have Thanksgiving and Christmas, make you homesick. And the good thing is that you're pretty busy, and you're with great people, and you're sharing that misery together. But this is dedicated to them who will go ahead. And in Afghanistan, my family sent me a Christmas tree, and it had lights in it. And so we plugged it in at the end of the hooch, and it was a great, like, night light. So nobody had to ever turn on the lights at night. And stayed up for the rest of the deployment. There were bulbs, and I gave everybody a bulb to write their family, the names of their kids on it, and we put that on the tree, and that was our tree. So you do stuff like that to make it a little bit special, but certainly this time of year, tough. So this is dedicated to them.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
You know what's the best part about that? The matter-of-fact way that he says that, right? Right? And most importantly, he believes it, and it's true.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
He loves it, too. He'll see that stuff later, and he'll look, and he gets this kind of smirky smile when he thinks something's funny. So, yeah, a little behind the curtain there. Of the Secretary of Defense. All right, weather real quick. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. And we'll talk to the All-Marine Radio head chef. You know, I'm not going to talk about anything serious today. I just, Marine news. There's nothing, no crazy Marine news today. So that's not a bad thing. The current temperatures around Marineland in Quantico, where my grandson lives, 42 degrees under cloudy skies. At Camp Lejeune, home of the 2nd Marine Division, cloudy and 52. In Granbury, Texas, it's cloudy and 40 degrees. In Big Timber, Montana, it is snowing in 18. In 29 Palms, sunny in 37. Camp Pendleton, below freezing. You got to be kidding me. Clear, sunny, and 31 degrees at Camp Pendleton. It's awesome. Cloudy, dark, and 62 in Okinawa. Dark, clear, and 54 in Marja. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is clear and 42 degrees. Looking for a high of 66 today. 69 on Saturday, 68 on Sunday. Winter has set in Southern California. We'll take a quick break. The chef joins us next. Good morning to you.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global Soft Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global Soft Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the soft community should be aware of.
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Here on the West Coast on a Friday, the Friday before Christmas. The All Marine Radio head chef joins me, Kim Holmes. And Kim, you're a big fan of Christmas. You like opening presents, yes?
Yes, there was a point where I was disappointed if there weren't, you know, a dozen Christmas presents around the tree. But recent years have changed my attitude and philosophy. Beth and I, we just give each other a stocking that's stuffed. And that's it. We've got a Christmas tree that we pull out every year with all the Badman Christmas ornaments from David Badman. And we get one every year. We've had one since he started doing them. And then we light that. And that's it. But yeah, I love Christmas time. It's snowing. It snowed here yesterday, or day before yesterday. It's pretty.
High of about 4 degrees above zero yesterday. So congratulations on that deal.
Hey baby, it's showtime. When the other foot is dropped with a thud. But the snow's on the ground. Of course, as you well know, after the first snow, it never goes away. It stays here till April.
Yeah, so get used to
because
it.
And right now, we're really in the throes of the single digit. And Christmas Day, it's going to be 10 below zero.
Yeah, North Dakota can get cold. You know, it'll be 10 degrees, and people will go, brr, geez, can't wait till it gets cold.
What? The college kids are still in flip-flops and shorts, for God's sake.
No, they're really not. But it can get cold up there, and it's flatland country, so when the wind blows, you'll understand what it is to be cold, and you'll understand what it is to have a good coat and why that's important. So the, give me a favorite Christmas memory from your entire life. Give me a favorite. Doesn't have to be a favorite.
I was about, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, we always would go out and buy our Christmas tree, and we'd set it up in the garage, and just shave a little bit off the trunk every couple of days and put it back in the holder with water. And so it's fresh. And then Christmas Eve, we went to bed. And somehow Santa goes out and comes in and gets the tree. And when we come upstairs in the morning, for me, it was about 6 a.m. The Christmas lights were on. All the presents were under the tree. And it's probably, the most glorious memory I ever have of Christmas is when you go to bed without a tree up, and then you come upstairs Christmas morning and everything is bingo.
A miracle.
Yeah, you know, well, we know who Santa was.
Right.
Santa.
Right.
But, but nonetheless, it was just so cool. And, Mom would spend, weeks doing Christmas cookies and, very large variety. So yeah, it was a fun time of year for all of us. And, yeah, I loved it.
No, keep going.
And we get the F.A.O. Schwartz catalog. My grandmother lived in Manhattan. And we get it sometime in July. And by, we were allowed to order two things out of, she would get us each two things out of F.A.O. Schwartz. And, me, I would, by Thanksgiving, by Halloween, the magazine was in shreds, and we.
Well, you know, Kim, it was those catalogs were the internet before the internet was around, right?
That's what you got. You got the F.A.O. Schwartz catalog, and that's when they made real toys. They had all these little, and real good for you, all these little lead soldiers, hand painted.
I love those.
You know? Things. Oh God, I had by the time I was 12, I had an army, Lincoln Logs
as every boy,
the
boy
building
should.
Blocks, and I had forts, and oh my gosh, I loved it.
No, I remember, you when the, Christmas catalog would get there, you know, you'd come home from school and you'd see it sitting someplace and you were like, oh. And, you know, you go look for things that you might like, which for me normally was any kind of sports games they had. Did they call it electric football? Remember that?
I had one of those. with little magnetic football player.
That plastic bottoms with these little plastic pins kind of sticking out of the bottom, and you lined them up in formation, and I don't know how it happened, if the physics of it was that because the plastic figurine was leaning forward, when it vibrated, it tended to follow the weight of the figure. I don't know how they did it, but they tended to go forward. Now, some would get cattywampus and go all over the place, and so you'd line these things up, and the guy went, and the play was dead one of the other players on the other team touched him. Now, so when I was little, these were just like all red plastic figures. By the time 1960, when was the Joe Namath Super Bowl? 67, 68?
67.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, and that was the third Super Bowl, and the first one was in, I think, 65.
Yeah, something like that. My dad went to the first one.
The third one that he predicted the victory.
Yeah, that would have been 60. So, anyway, the following year, I open that catalog, and I see ceramic, small, life-looking figurines that are painted like the Baltimore Colts and the New York Jets. I almost had a heart attack. And so, no kidding, this is what I want. So my mom got it for me, except it was damaged in shipping. The metal, the piece of sheet metal that vibrates, in one of the ends, in one of the corners of one of the end zones, there was a crease that went to about the 3-yard line diagonally. And when we opened it, I was like, oh no. My mom says, do you want me to send it back? And I said, no. and I kept it. But I would play that. There was an electric baseball game. There was a lever that slung a magnet. And then, so the pitcher sat like behind the outfield. So picture a metal square that the hitter's at one end and the pitcher's at the other end. And he's pitching it. He's flinging this. He pulls it back and it's on some kind of string and lets it go. And the magnet flies, and then the hitter had this bat on a wheel, and he had the bat cocked, and he would swing, and you had these circles on the on this metal board, and it had a metal fence in the outfield that had a fence and fans painted on it, and you played baseball like that, and then when you hit the ball, right, your guy took off running. You turn on the vibrating board, and the guy would take off running, and then the guy that was pitching, he would have to grab the magnet, put it in this other thing, and then try to throw it to a base, and if he got it inside the circle before you got there, you were out. So we played that. I had more G.I. Joe stuff than my mom. That was the go-to for my mom. And I learned how to sew because the buttons were coming off my G.I. Joes. I mean, they were big. They were probably a foot tall dolls. I mean, and they had, you know, the Marine had his dress blues, you know, complete with his M1 Garand rifle, his white cover. They had a Navy guy that was a deep sea diver, complete with that metal helmet apparatus and weighted shoes. I used to fill the bathtub up and go in there and go down and repair stuff. And no kidding. My mom bought me a Jeep. She bought me, I didn't have a brother, and we'd go away for the summer. I'd take all that stuff, we'd get in the car. I'd pack it all. I had foot lockers. Yeah. But that's how I learned how to sew, because you know, you put their clothes on and off, and then and then the buttons, you know, the little snaps would come off. And I'd go to my mom and I'd say, "Mom, can you help me?" She said, "Why don't I teach you how to sew that?" Because, like, she's not interrupting, you know, her cigarettes, coffee, and watching As the World Turns. Are you kidding me? Come on. So she taught me how to sew. That's how I learned. That's what moms used to do, right?
Yes, they did. My mom taught me how to sew.
Yeah.
And I'm sure glad I did, because when I went out on my own, I couldn't afford to have anybody sew it. So I sewed all the buttons on, sewed tears in my shirts. You know, they weren't real swank, but it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Now, my mom, probably the most influential person in my life, because the other thing that she would buy me always was books about military history. She knew that I loved it, and there would always be books. I have a book called The American Civil War, and in this book are painted maps, and there's troop formations with individual people painted. And I used to, you know, read and look at the map, and my mom, you know, is the one that formed me as a reader, and reading history in particular. Because she knew I liked it so much, but those, when that toy catalog would come, that you would fight over that. Like, I had three sisters. It's my turn to look at it. She's had it for a half hour, Mom. Would you say something, please? So we'd fight about that. But anyway, I'm trying to think.
So it was in our house too, boy.
Yeah,
and I was the oldest, so I got to look at it first, and then I went down to my sister, my brother. And then my little sister, when she came along.
You had a pecking order, for God's sakes?
Oh, God, yes, man. Come on.
There was order.
We're talking toys.
Yeah, no, you're talking toys. I guess so. My favorite moments have always been, though, waking up before the kids wake up, in particular when they're little. And you go out and you're around the corner or something, and all of a sudden you hear them wake up, and you know, you'll hear them say something like, "It's Christmas," and then you hear the as they come running down the hall and they see that tree, and the look on their face, like, is what you describe when you talk about the tree was up, and it's just that the miracle of Christmas is, as a parent, it's like, it's so cute and it's so funny, and it makes you want to hold on to them for another year. Okay, you need that little shot of motivation to put up with the rest of it.
It's really special time of the year for kids. It certainly was for me. I hung on to that tradition with Beth. I had live trees up and even above the original Sanders in our apartment. And,
which is Kim's old apartment above his old restaurant.
Yes. And we would just absolutely, Beth could decorate that place like I was a kid again. And God bless her for doing that for me.
Yeah.
I even had a Christmas, a live Christmas tree decorated, and the original Sanders, I don't know if you remember that, but, there was a stairway that went down to the bathrooms, and I would hang a Christmas tree upside down, fully decorated and lit. and because that was the only place for the tree to go. And I had to have a Christmas tree.
And you had to hang it upside down?
Well, I couldn't put it straight up. It looked cooler that way anyway.
Oh, no, come on. What kind of nonsense is that, an upside down Christmas tree?
Hey, that's just the way I rolled back then.
That's a joke.
And that's the only spot I had. Look, you know how small that space is.
No, I never. I was never in there.
Well, you were in where Rhombus was, right?
Well, I mean, once in the front of the store.
Anyway, it was.
Wait, no, sorry, we can't talk about that. That's the wrong show. Wrong show. You're talking in code.
It's a great time. Go ahead.
No. I got a couple of cooking emails here. So we'll need to talk about this. But I saved this one from earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Mac, I listened to the PhD dissertation on gravy, and I just want to say thank you. I know it sounds stupid because this is all Marine Radio, but I really enjoyed the discussion about gravy. Who knew you had such range? No, I'm interested, and I cook, and gravy's not easy. Gravy's hard, and so
it's not easy.
Yeah, and so it was good. And then he went on to say, for the first time on Christmas, we will flip our turkey. We've never done that. It's a bit embarrassing to think that that little basic thing would make so much difference. But listening to you and Kim talk, it obviously must. And it just logically stands to reason that there would be less drippings from the turkey if you kept more inside. Hello. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. If you haven't listened to the Gravy PhD dissertation on podcast, I would recommend, if you like Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, that you do so. It puts it all in the appropriate context, and you'll understand gravy better. For me, it was always a bit of a mystery and a really scary time because it is the key to the meal. Now I'm actually fired up to do it the next time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's so right to have that, because that your whole meal is based around your gravy.
Right.
And how good is it or isn't it? And it doesn't matter how well you cook the turkey, but if the gravy's lumpy or there's not enough, you know.
Yeah, it sullies everything. It sullies the mashed potatoes. It sullies the turkey. It pulls the meal apart. So no, Yeah. And we're the reason that came up was the more, you know, this is, I don't know, the third or fourth year I've attempted to cook turkeys on Thanksgiving and things like that. But I really got down to, you know, the two key, everything else is pretty easy. The yams, peas, mashed potatoes. The turkey's even not real difficult, right? You oil the skin up, right? You put it in a rack, and you cook it. You can even do that. But it's the stuffing and the gravy that make the meal. Of the two, the gravy, in my opinion, way more intimidating than stuffing. Stuffing, if you're just patient and you get the seasoning right. And then even if you screw it up, you can always add a little bit more butter, onions, and bread and smooth it out. So the dressing's not even that difficult.
Yeah, and stuffing is something you can do a few days ahead. And the turkey is showtime.
Right.
So,
the gravy's a dynamic event. It is happening when the food is out of the turkey sitting there resting, and now we're gonna, you know, you got people in the kitchen, you got all this stuff going on, and now we're gonna go ahead and try to whoop on the gravy. And so it's just not as easy. It's just not as easy. And that's why the PhD, dissertation, happened. So, but again, it's a logical progression of how that does happen. And that's why I've had about three, I don't know how many people comment to it, but it's been a series of it. So I would wholeheartedly recommend it to you. Here's, email. Mac, I like the idea of prime rib. There's nothing that tastes quite like it. I talked to my wife. Prime rib or ham? Wasn't really much of a discussion, honestly. We both chose prime rib in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In terms of buying prime rib, is there differences in buying prime rib? How does one know they get a good cut?
Well, when you buy a standing rib roast, is what a prime rib is called, you ask for the first cut, and that's at the biggest part of the prime rib with the least amount of fat in the middle, and it's about 4 or 5 bones, but you can get it bone in or bone out. I always do my prime rib with the bone out. The times I've gotten them with the bones in, I still cut the bones out, and I save those bones for barbecue ribs, beef ribs. But that's another story. But yes, and I sent you
Hold on. So this thing's called the first cut?
The first cut, yeah.
All right.
And they'll trim it up for you, at the butcher shop. And they'll cut the excess fat off the top. And you want them to leave, the bones are out. It's when you buy a prime rib, you don't want the bone in. You buy it and you want to leave the fat cap on. Now that's the piece that comes down, like a point. You have the big round piece where the meat is, and then it tapers off into a little trail, and that about 2 inches all along the tip of the prime rib, we call the fat cap. But there's a lot of flavor and juice in there, and there is some meat in there, but usually, you want to cook that so you get the juices in the bottom of the rack. And you also cook the prime rib on a rack. Doesn't necessarily have to be a V-rack, but you want it off the bottom of the pan so you get the drippings and the bottom gets a crust also. Okay?
Got it. You sent me an image of a series of explanations about different cuts of beef. What is that out of?
It's out of the, my wife got this for me. It's Cook's Holiday Roast and Sides. And, there's 98 foolproof roasts and classic side dishes for the holiday table. And the pictures that I sent you, two-page center, fold, is all the different cuts of ham, lamb, beef, pork. Absolutely, there's a picture of a crown roast of pork, which is also another fabulous thing to serve at Christmas, because, you'll see the picture and you put stuffing in the middle of it. It's like a turkey. It's awesome.
You know who used to make crown roast?
Who? Oh yeah, I used to, yes.
No, my Corporal Punishment Kathleen. Corporal Punishment Kathleen, yes, used to make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous presentation.
Yeah, you know, that's how I know crown roast with the stuffing was delicious, absolutely delicious. I'm a huge fan. Stuffing is with the drippings and everything like that. It's stuffing's good to go.
It gets in there and it really makes it's a magnificent presentation. And when the butcher cuts the crown roast and ties it, you have to tie a butcher string around it so it just doesn't fall apart. And then you have this, and you season it, and you stuff it the center, and you put it on you put it in the baking pan. That's right on the baking pan.
Right on.
And
the baking
you
pan.
Have that. Yeah. But anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that to share with your listeners.
Okay, Kim, can you send me a picture of the front so I can post that with this segment? So anybody who's interested,
I'm going to send it after the show.
Okay, all right. If you do that, I'll use that picture with this segment, and people if they want to buy that,
Beth is going to do it right now for you.
Perfect. There you go.
He's on it as we speak.
I love that.
On it.
We love that. No, people do that. I'm surprised. I'm not a foodie.
Yeah.
I cook because I eat, but I'm surprised at the number of my friends that are foodies. You know, like.
And Matt, going out to eat, it can be so expensive, and it's more fun to get into cooking at home. And learning the techniques, and this cover I'm sending you, that Beth is sending you, is the magazine of choice for this chef, because it is so well written and informative and simple instructions, and you don't miss a beat, and it covers everything that you need to know about cooking, and it comes out every couple of months, but you don't need to buy it if you don't want. But at Christmas time, and I sent you another magazine cover to show. I think that was around Thanksgiving. Yes. But there, it's a great magazine. They do desserts also. You'll be a real smart cook, if you have this as a reference book. You don't need to buy cookbooks and thumb through them and pay $24 for a cookbook or more and only use a few recipes. But this magazine gives you a real big leg up. Okay?
Got it. The, let's see, do you ever serve... Is it mint jelly? With
oh yes.
Why I don't that? Why does that not? Why does that sound like it? It doesn't. It wouldn't taste good to me.
Well, the mint with the lamb.
Yes.
It's just a flavor that started in Great Britain, and it's usually served with lamb chops.
But again, that so leaves me empty. What are the Brits noted for in terms of food?
Cooking roast.
Nothing.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is a very difficult thing to cook. That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing, right? Let's go.
Nothing. That's what my wife did. My wife just, when you said, what are the Brits known for? My wife just went to put her thumb down.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like mint jelly.
Yeah.
I happened to grow up with it. I had my first lamb chop when I was about, I don't know, 12 years old. And it was served with mint jelly. And I've been hooked to it ever since. But there's plenty of lamb recipes that are Middle Eastern that have nothing to do with mint jelly.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Anytime you see in a recipe, this comes straight from the United Kingdom, just throw it back in the pile. Okay? Because it's probably not. It's like, right? It's like, and I would.
You've got my wife's bobblehead doll.
Yeah, it's like Irish food. Have you ever heard anybody say these words? Hey, let's eat Irish tonight. No, nobody says that. No. Let's eat Italian. Let's eat Mexican. All right? Let's eat Tex-Mex. Okay? Let's eat French. You ever hear anybody say, let's eat Russian tonight? No, because nobody wants to eat a rotten turnip or a dead cat. Okay? People just don't tend to want to eat that stuff. And that's what Russians have to eat on a routine basis. You ever heard anybody say, let's eat North Korean tonight? No. Nobody wants to eat that garbage.
Because they don't have any food there.
Oh, my God. Did you see the report that they did on the guy who got shot at a month ago when he escaped? And
yes.
He had worms in his stomach and all that. It's like those. And he's in the military, and you know that they're eating better probably than the average human being there.
It's just sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's sad. Here we're in the 21st century, and you still have, you still have these kind of dictators and kings, ruling parts of the world. It's amazing that stuff sustains. Okay.
It's just pathetic.
All right. Are you staying home for Christmas? You have any big plans?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going out to Beth's nephew's house and his family.
Okay.
Out 32nd Street. This is Grand Forks, North Dakota. A few miles outside of town.
Yeah, Kim likes to talk like everybody knows where he lives, and like so, he says, at Sanders, he forgets. So you're gonna go to your nephew's house.
Yep. And we'll go out there for a little bit, but basically we like to stay home, hang out, just curl up, and do whatever we want to do. But it's going to be 10 below here, Christmas Day, and I really don't even want to go out, but, that's part of living here. You got to butch up a little bit.
A little bit.
And step out. But yeah. And then we'll have a nice day and come home. And that'll be that.
All right. Well, first of all, let me wish you and Beth a Merry Christmas and thank you for all your culinary expertise and once again this year, giving that expertise to us and Merry, 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 Merry Christmas to you guys.
Well, I wished Colleen a Merry Christmas earlier, all your boys, I got a gorgeous Christmas card from, John and his family. And it just, you, Merry Christmas to your family and all the families out there all over the world. God bless you. Thank you. And have a Merry Christmas.
All right. There he is, the one and only P. Kimball Holmes here on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Dave Furness is going to give us a call from Africa, where he is working for AFRICOM as a Brigadier General, United States Marine Corps. More of this fine program coming up next on the Friday before Christmas. Merry Christmas.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light, put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOC community should be aware of.
The Global SOC Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoffoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.